Those are done with the Sonic and Concord and Chilatana. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني فقولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا انفعنا زد علما يا رب العالمين. My dear respected brothers and elders and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who allowed us to come here to make a dhikr, to mention the greatest people of all of mankind, the greatest people to ever walk on the face of the earth, which are the Anbiya, the Prophets alayhi wa salam. When we talk about who are the greatest, the absolute greatest people, it is the Prophets that Allah that has sent upon this world. It is a topic which I wanted to speak about for such a long time. Alhamdulillah, I feel like we can possibly do a proper series on this, inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills. It is these stories are, mashallah, so inspirational. They're so powerful. They're so moving. It's because of the fact that you'll see the stories of falsehood versus truth. Things that we deal with on a daily basis, the Prophets alayhi wasalam are the examples for us about how to tackle these issues. You'll find many relationships, many things that we go through in our lives. We'll find that, mashallah, the Prophets have went through and they've experienced them and they passed them with flying colors. And this is the main thing about Prophets, mashallah. They show you your potential. They show you what good things you can do in your life. Prophets are not made so that you can just admire the story and say that, well, that was a nice story. Prophets are designed by Allah to become role models for people. That you could look at a prophet and you could see a prophet's story in the Quran and say that I can implement what he did. I can do what he did, mashallah. Because that's why Allah that made him as a model for you. An uswa hasana, a beautiful example for people to follow. This is unfortunately the case. People say that, oh, the prophet, he was a prophet. Well, that's the point. You know, people are like, oh, he was a prophet. I can't do that. No, the Prophet was made in a way that we can imitate and follow them, mashallah ta'ala. What we'll find in our lives, subhanAllah, is the reality of the matter is that we are always following someone. We're always imitating someone. We're always copying someone. Allah did not just send down a book. He sent down teachers for the book. He sent down people that will educate people about how to practice the book. And that's what prophets are. They're role models for everyone. Everyone is following someone. You know, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we want to experience life, the way we dress, the way we drive, everything about us is because we're replicating or copying someone. Many times, mashallah, a daughter will copy her mother. Sometimes a son will copy his father. Many what's more regular is that a person will copy their friends that they have. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ar-rajulu 'ala dini khalilihi," right? A person's on the religion of his friend. Be very careful who you befriend. The things that we imitate people around us. The Prophets alayhi wasalam were made in that beautiful way that as Muslims and as human beings, you have an example that will connect you to Allah Ta'ala, that will tell you that which is pleasing to Allah. This is the most important point. When you follow a prophet, I'm not going to say that Elon Musk will like you, okay? When I'm saying when you follow a prophet, I'm saying that, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala will love you. And that's the most important thing that you can get from these stories, mashallah Ta'ala. There's a lot of things we could say about them, but I really just want to jump into these stories because they're so wonderful and so unique, subhanAllah. And I, you know, we'll get through piece by piece, little by little, mashallah Ta'ala. I have a unique way of telling stories, obviously, probably well aware after so many years. So don't mind if I don't give you every single source. If you like a source, inshallah, you can come to me. I reference everything, mashallah. So if you need a question, if you have a question about something, then inshallah, please come. No problem, inshallah. I'm going to try my best to avoid Isra'iliyat. which are Jewish and Christian narrations as much as possible, except where there might be some extra details that might be beneficial for the story. Beyond that, we're not going to really talk about it. We're just going to stick to Quran and Sunnah, inshallah ta'ala. The Prophet has given us plenty of details, and the Quran is loaded with gems. If you just analyze the stories through the original Arabic, there's so much that you can take from the Quranic message, mashallah ta'ala. So let's start from where we need to start, inshallah. So what we find is, before everything, there was Allah. Before everything, there was Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to create. He created wondrous beings called malaika, called angels. He created earths and the heavens, and he created this and that and this and that. And Allah does Rabbul Alameen, right? He's the Lord of the worlds. Many times, subhanAllah, we limit Allah ta'ala. We talk about Allah just in this world. But you have no idea what Allah has created, really. We have such a drop in the bucket of the ocean of Allah Ta'ala's knowledge about what's really out there. You know, how many things Allah has created? Allah is Allah. He's Khalaq. He's the supreme creator. So many things Allah has made. So many things he's designed. We have no idea about these things, subhanAllah. Allah has created so many things in the entire universe, different realms. Allah Ta'ala knows best what's really out there. But having said that, we live in this world, mashallah, and Allah Ta'ala created this and designed this in a specific way. There's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, hadith of Sahih Muslim, that Nabi ﷺ, he tells his report from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيدي, Nabi ﷺ held my hand and to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu's hand, قال خلق الله التربة يوم السبت, Allah Ta'ala created the earth on Saturday, وخلق الجبال يوم الأحد, he created the mountains on Sunday, وخلق الأشجار يوم الاثنين, he created the trees on Monday. وَخَلَقَ الْمَكْرُوهَ يَوْمَ الثُّلَثَاءِ, he created the functions or the things that are supposed to be continuously moving, he created them on Tuesday. وَخَلَقَ النُّورَ يَوْمَ الْأَرْبِعَاءِ, he created on Wednesday the nur, the light that's supposed to be on the world. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا الدَّوَابَ يَوْمَ الْخَمِيسِ, he created animals on Thursday. وَخَلَقَ آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ, he created Adam عليه السلام on Friday after Asr. Right, this is the setup of the creation of the entire universe, mashallah. And obviously when you hear about these days, you're thinking about a week. But there was no sun in that time. You know, this is what happens when people look at the word yom in the Quran. Allah says, fi sittati ayyam, Allah created in 6 days. You're telling yourself 24 hours. 24 hours only exist because there's a sun to rotate. You know what I'm saying? The earth that is rotating. And so therefore, you would tell yourself 24 hours. But and then, so it doesn't really apply to what you're considering to be a yom. Okay, that's why some scholars, mashallah, have really translated sittati ayyam to 6 phases. Allah created in 6 phases because Allah doesn't know that. How long each phase took to create, right? The entire world was one time just smoke, and Allah Ta'ala started to formulate and move these things in this piece and this piece. This became a planet, this became a moon, this became a star, this became all these things. Allah Ta'ala formulated and created all these things, mashallah ta'ala. And that is the world that we live on today, subhanAllah. It's a beautiful place that we live on, mashallah. So what happens is you need someone to regulate it. And so according to certain narrations that are mentioned, that Allah Ta'ala sent down the first of the creatures on the earth after the animals were the jinnat, were the jinns that were here. And they cause major corruption. This is only relevant because it might come up in the story later on, as you might be well aware. So in any case, so the jinnat that were here were the ones that caused a lot of mischief and corruption in the world. They caused a lot of bloodshed. And so this is actually what the angels say later on in the story, which we're going to get to, inshallah. So they caused a lot of corruption and mischief in the world. So Allah sent down his angels, and the angels eradicated the majority of them. So the rest of them lived in the oceans, or some of them moved to the mountains, and they all started to flee and hide into different areas. Allah A'lam, again, it's not a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but it'd be something important that we'll come to, inshallah ta'ala. So in any case, so the angels, mashallah, they did such a thing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded the angels, because now the earth needs someone to take care of it, someone to be responsible for it. What you and I would say, the word khalifa, right? The word khalifa is a very important word here. Khalifa means to be a successor, number one, and to be responsible for something. قَائِمٌ مَقَامَ غَيْرِهِ, someone who takes the place of another one. So Allah Ta'ala wants to create a khalifa, someone to take care of the earth. And the angels, mashallah, because they're angels, wouldn't you agree that, mashallah, why not just send an angel down? Angel can handle everything, right? Angel doesn't disobey Allah. Angel is very good, mashallah. And the angels themselves, they knew as what is created. Nothing is greater than them. So if Allah Ta'ala wanted, he would just send us down and we'll take care of everything. So this was in the minds and the feelings for the angels. They were like, if Allah wants, we'll go down and take care of it. So Allah gives them a very unique command. Allah gives them a very interesting command. He says, all angels, go down to the earth. And go down to all the various soils on the earth. Go down to the black-colored soil and the white-colored soil or the white-colored ground. And go to and get the red color and this color and that color. Get all different varieties of colors from the ground. And then get the hard soil and get the soft soil and get the hard rocks and the soft rocks. Get the coarse ones, the rough ones, the good ones, the bad ones. Get every single variety of earth that you can get and bring it to me. And so the angels are listening and they listen to whatever Allah Ta'ala says. Something big is happening in the heavens. They've never seen such a thing happen before. Something so unique that the angels are wondering, what is Allah Ta'ala about to do? So they're all watching this amazing thing that's happening. So all the soil is collected, subhanAllah. And all these different areas are collected. And all they're brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, He pours water onto it. Right? And so then it becomes from turab, becomes clean, becomes clay. And what can you do with clay? All my little clay students here, we can all mold it and fashion it, mashallah. So then it's formed like mat and fashion. And you're thinking probably 2 pounds of sand and soil, maybe that much Play-Doh, right? That's probably how much, right? We're talking about a person that when it's fully constructed, it's 60 cubits. That's about 90 feet. Okay, this is huge. Such a huge being is made, right? And he's sculpted and crafted. And the angels are watching in amazement, right? Because why? Because, Allah Ta'ala, when he creates, he can just say, kun fayakun, right? And that's the way Allah Ta'ala creates everything. But certain times, Allah Ta'ala, He Himself is involved in the process. And so He took special attention to this creation. And said, angels, you all step aside. I'm going to make this one. So then it's being formulated and crafted. All the parts, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the nose, everything is being made in such a beautiful way. The body's being well formulated, subhanAllah. Everything's been done. This huge master structure is just there. It's made out of, again, just the clay model is there. And subhanAllah, everyone's watching in amazement. And like, what is Allah going to do next? What is Allah going to do next? So one day goes by, 2 days go by, 10 days, 2 months, 2 years. Allah alam, Mufassirin said 40 years went by, 80 years went by, 120 years went by. Allah knows how much time went by, but it was just left there. Nothing was being done to it. What happens when you leave clay for such a long time, like so? What happens if you leave something like that? When you leave your Play-Doh out, what happens? It dries up and it gets very crusty. And it gets very weak, right? It was such a marvelous, all the soil from the entire world. And then at the end of it, when Allah Ta'ala is about to finalize, it makes it extremely, it becomes very brittle, very weak. And what happens if you leave it out for too long? What happens to the smell? It becomes very rancid, it becomes very rotting. This is called in the Quran, Hama'im Masnoon. It's called Hama'im Masnoon. Hama is the soil that you find within wells. It is the ground which you find in wells. It's extremely putrid, it's really black and smells really bad. Okay, and Hama and Masnoon in Arabic is used for Sunan al-Tariq. When you find dirt on the road, this is what it became like. You're like, wait, I thought it was supposed to be a miraculous creation. It is something miraculous, but what is Allah Ta'ala reminding us of? Let's first take some points, inshallah Ta'ala, because again, the point is to remember some things. First and foremost, inshallah, because Allah Ta'ala took soil from all over the world, it's to remind us that we're all from the same person, we're all from the same body, same being, all from the dirt. Right? Some of us are this color, some of us are that color, some of us are very angry temperament, some of us are very harsh temperament, some of us are very nice temperament, some of us are very soft temperament. Allah Ta'ala, because why? Because the soil was chosen from all over the world. So that's why we find every single variety of human being on the earth, because Allah Ta'ala chose it from every single soil. So the point of the hadith of the Prophet says that when you die, you'll die in that soil, you'll be buried in that soil that you were made from. So subhanAllah, mashallah, some of us subhanAllah are so blessed that we get to die in American soil. Some of us are so blessed that we get to die in Masjid Nabawi. And subhanAllah, some of us are so blessed, they were buried next to the Prophet ﷺ, like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu, because they were made from that soil too, subhanAllah. So this is the reality of the matter. So we are all equal here. And unfortunately, this idea of racism that comes up, we make tribes and lines and different barriers, it only prevents us from understanding what true humanity is, what it means to be a real human being. May Allah forgive us, because we forgot this. We all come from one father, and inshallah, his name is coming. So this is the first thing. The second thing is that from this, we know that dirt is a very, mashallah, it's something that if you put something in it, it grows, it absorbs, it takes in, right? Water comes out, it takes it in and absorbs. All the good stuff, mashallah, it gets nutrients from. That's what human beings should be. You should be able to absorb the good, okay? And what do? We absorb all the facet and all the rotten things around us. This is the terrible part about us. The second thing is that the soil is a very humble thing. It just stays on the ground. Do you ever see the soil just rise up and get angry? No, that's like fire, right? Fire does that. Human beings should be humble by nature. Then what did Allah do? He made this structure, this clay model, something very brittle, something very weak, because human beings are very weak. We're all very weak by nature. And number four is that people like to walk around, bling bling, show off this watch, mashallah, walk around like he owns the earth. SubhanAllah, what type of putrid soil were we made from? Something that stank so bad that you wouldn't even be near such an object. This is what we're made from. What happens when we die? What happens to our bodies? The same exact thing becomes exactly like the same. Becomes corrupted and eroded and becomes putrid as well. So why are we arrogant for? Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi said,
He said, how can a person be arrogant? He came out of two private parts. SubhanAllah. Where does this arrogance come from? May Allah forgive us. And so this is what Allah reminds us of, that I created you from very humble things. Don't become arrogant. Arrogance will destroy you. You're going to see this theme to come up again and again in the story. So mashallah, after this, then finally it was left out in the heat. And the fire, or scholars have said that Allah used fire on it because when you're making pottery, you use flames, right? It starts to heat it up and then it starts to become strong, right? It comes to its final state. So you find that in the creation of Adam alayhi salam, dirt was used, water was used, wind was used to dry it, and then finally fire was used. All four elements which are in the earth, in the world around us, the elements that are natural elements, are being used in mankind's construction. The same way the earth was used, mashallah. Because his body is something from earth, right? It's something that is from everything else. Where are animals made from? From the dirt as well. He's something that can relate to everything from the creation that he's from, subhanAllah. So then Allah tells the angels, he says, now angels, I'm going to, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ, I'm going to blow my special soul into him. Okay? So I just want to give you an idea about this so you can get it, right? So if I said, like, my house, right, my house, you think of the purple house on Wilmington Road, right? Right, you think of, oh, that's this Muazzam's house, okay? If I said your house, then you'd be like, okay, you think of your house. When I say Allah's house, what came to your mind? Kaaba. What an extraordinary thing, right? If I said Allah's prophet, you thought of the Prophet, right? Allah said, this is my special soul that not given to any other being, any other creature in the world. This is that special ruh that I'm going to bestow onto Adam alayhi salam. No one else has received this type of blessing. So now he has the earthly body of himself, which is the construction that he has. And he has this beautiful ruh that Allah bestowed upon him. The spiritual part about him, this exalted part that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these two pieces combined. And immediately what happened was the entire body that he had, which was made out of this clay, right? Kalfakhlad. It was so, if you took a finger on it and start to click at it, it started to make this sound. It was so hollow inside, right? And so then, you know, just one part before this. And the angels, at this moment, when they saw this entire structure and they saw everything there, they said that Allah said, I'm going to create a khalifa on the earth. I'm going to create someone to be the responsible person for me on the earth, that the one will take care of it on behalf of me and the one who will institute or implement my commands on the earth. So then the angels heard this and they go and say, Ya Allah, ataj'alu fiha ma yufsidu fiha? Would you create people such a being that he will cause corruption on the earth, wa yasfiku dima, and he'll spill blood? Are you going to create such a person that will do such a thing? And they're not talking about Adam alayhi salam, obviously, because Allah created him directly, right? They're talking about his descendants, right? And the angels here, you have to remember this. When you read these stories in the Quran, it's always important to get it referenced and interpreted, because you may not understand it well. You might have thought the angels were critiquing Allah or criticizing Allah's command. Angels will never do that. Why would an angel ever do that, you know? The angels are not criticizing, critiquing Allah's command. What they want to understand is wisdom. They want to understand, what is the wisdom behind this, Ya Allah? We don't get it. You know, if it was the stories about the jinns before, that the jinns were on the earth at one time, and then they were all eradicated by the angels, they would say, Allah, this is another creature like him. You know, like those creatures. They'll do the same exact thing, right? So, Ya Allah, why did you do that? Another thing they noticed about, you know, the creation of this human, they realized that he was made from fire, and he was burned through fire too. So, Ya Allah, it's the same exact stuff that he had before. It's not going to be any different, Ya Rabbul Alameen. You know, and so they're having these questions. And then they saw that he was, one narration says, the angel saw that he was hollow inside. And they particularly saw that his stomach was hollow, right? So they realized that he will be someone who will be so engrossed in eating and food that he will be distracted from implementing your commands. That's pretty smart. You know, like that's exactly. And the angels are not wrong. Are they wrong? Human beings, what have they done? They've created mischief and they create corruption. These angels are very intelligent angels. When they asked this question, they said, وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Ya Allah, we glorify you, we sanctify you, we praise you. Ya Allah, if you want, you can just send us, we'll take care of the earth for you. So Allah says, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. I know something you don't know. I know something you don't know. So then Allah blows the soul into Adam alayhi salam, and then he blows the soul into the human. And when he blows him in, right, what is the first miraculous thing that he does? You know, subhanAllah, this is the being that we waited hundreds, maybe hundreds of years, centuries of God. Allah knows how much time has went by just to create this amazing model, right? It must be like he's going to talk with like amazing words. A great bayan will come out, thanking Allah Ta'ala for all this stuff, all these different things. What first comes out from him? Achoo! He goes and sneezes. He sneezes. And then he says the first words. You know, you imagine that someone who just came into this earth, like a baby, would just be gugu gagaing the entire time, or crying and then frying his mother and father's brain. Right? What is Adam alayhi's first words? Alhamdulillah. Allah inspires in him that the success of mankind, the success of mankind is just say to thank Allah Ta'ala regularly. Because when Adam said Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala said, Yarhamukullah, Ya Adam. Allah have mercy on you, O Adam. Allah Ta'ala named him Adam. The word Adam, in terms of its Arabic connections, right? Because obviously it's a non-Arabic word in origin. But in terms of Arabic connections, it comes from topsoil, the soil that's on the earth. And the second one is that from Udma, because his Udma in Arabic means to be brown, because the skin color was the combination of all human beings. So the average would be a brown colored skin. So that's why Allah Alam by what his name actually, what the name, the relevance is, of course. Having said that, the first things Allah that he did was Alhamdulillah. And then Allah said, Allah have mercy on you. When you praise Allah Ta'ala, when you thank Allah, Allah's blessings descend upon you, his rahmah descend upon you. So then Allah gives a command to Adam alayhi salam. Adam, go to the angels and go and greet them. Okay, so Adam alayhi salam already, mashallah, is able to speak. Allah inspired him how to speak. And now he's going around and he goes to the angels and says, Salamu alaykum. Says, peace be upon you. But then the angels say, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. They respond to him, when peace of Allah Ta'ala be upon you and his blessings and his mercy, right? Or his mercy and his blessings. And then when Adam alayhi salam says, when he comes back to Allah Ta'ala, and he says, Allah, this is what they said to me. Allah Ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, Adam, this is your tahiyya, this is your greeting, and the greeting of all your children. Okay? Now, having said that, what is something terrible? And this is what you find in all religions, right? They come from Allah Ta'ala in their origin. You know, they will say shalom, right? They'll say peace. All these different the greetings are from the same exact tradition of Adam alayhi salam. It's the same exact root, right? Having said that, Muslims have butchered this so bad. So bad. You know, people can't even get assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum anymore. Alaikum assalamu assalamu alaikum, samkum, samkum. You know, we put such gunnas and tashjids and ikhfaz and izhabs. Our tajweed is so weird in this type of expression. You know, Hazrat Ruhul Amin used to see us in class when we used to come in, say, salaikum, Hazrat. He used to be like, samkum? Sankum? Really? Assalamu alaikum. It doesn't take too long. You get 10 rewards for it. Rahmatullah. Another 10. O barakatuh. Another 10. It's very easy. Just take your time. Because no one ever notices. No one ever corrects you on this, right? Assalamu alaikum sankum. It means may death be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. May you be poisoned. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like each one of them has a corrosion of the meaning. So please, inshallah, correct your salams. Okay, assalamu alaikum. If you need to just remember, if you start on as, you'll make it very easy to say the rest of it. Okay, but if you skip the as, which we all do, that's why you have very problems. Assalamu alaikum. That's all you have to do, mashallah. You have to give us understanding. Adam alayhi salam, he gets his greeting from the angels. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh Adam, it's time to learn. It's time to learn. Such an amazing type of place that Allah brings Adam alayhi salam. Allah knows best again where he was brought, where this divine classroom was. Allah brings object after object, creature after creature, piece after piece. And then Ibn Abbas, so what does Allah bring? Allah brings him the animals of the earth. Allah brings him the cats and the tigers and the lions. And Allah brings him the trees. Allah brings him the soil. Allah brings him the mountains. Allah brings him this and this and this and this and this. Allah gives us so many things. Ibn Abbas said, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمْ أَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah said when he taught Adam like the names of everything. Ibn Abbas said Allah taught him the names of everything. That everything that could be existed till the end of times, Allah taught Adam like those names. You know what's amazing about human beings? How we can speak. Language is such a miracle of Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't make any sense. Noam Chomsky, he writes very amazing books. He's someone who is a very famous linguist of our time. And so, subhanAllah, like he's saying this is such a fascination about human beings. How if you put human beings in any area, they eventually start making words for everything, right? No matter what it is, who you are, wherever you are, you start to put a word, you can put a word to everything. Who's teaching us these things? This is so natural for us to do. We're always putting names on something. We like to label things. We like to have names of something. We want to refer something, right? How are we going to refer something? Put a name on it. So Allah Ta'ala, He taught human beings this. It's so divine, mashallah. Such a beautiful thing. So Adam alayhi salam, because he's the root of everything. Now Adam alayhi salam, being the culmination of all the DNA of human beings, being the culmination of all the genes of human beings, being the most exemplar. You know, we have people like Bukhari in our ummah. You know, we have people like Ibn Hajar in our ummah. We had people like Abu Hanifa in our ummah. We had such amazing scholars, rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah have mercy on all of them. Adam alayhi salam is the father of all of them. And all the genes and genetics come from him. Everyone thinks they're a smart guy in anything. Adam alayhi salam is your father. Adam alayhi salam has all those genes plus more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now when he understands something, he understands things on such a deep level. He can see something and break it down. His mind is so intricate, mashallah. And so he's able to recognize everything Allah has brought and everything about it, subhanAllah, just registering so well in his brain. If I were to tell you to learn 10 names, how much could you memorize after it? If I told you in order, right? You know, subhanAllah, Imam Bukhari has a famous story about the hadith I mentioned before, that, you know, 10 scholars were brought with 10 separate hadith, right? I mentioned this to everyone here? Yeah, mashallah. Yeah, so then Imam Bukhari, mashallah, is able to read back all 100 hadith. Adam is learning the names of everything. There's like millions and millions of things, and billions and trillions of things. Adam alayhi salam is able to remember and record every single one of them in his brain. He has all the information now, and it's become imbued in his genes. Now all humanity, mashallah, benefiting from the knowledge Adam alayhi salam has. So now, mashallah, he has this amazing, this divine classroom Allah that has taught Adam alayhi salam. Then Allah says, okay, angels, you come. You sit, right? And then the angels are sat, and Adam alayhi salam sat. And now Allah says, وَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ. Angels, you tell me about these things. What are their names? إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you're actually speaking the truth about what you said, that you can take care of the earth. So then they, immediately, angels, mashallah, are very humble. They won't try to cheat. They won't try to guess. They won't try to do anything. Right? They'll just say, Ya Allah, لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. We have no knowledge of this except that which you taught us. If Adam alayhi salam learned the names of everything, then angels are admittedly saying to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, we don't know these names. We never learned them from you. How can we ever take care of them? Or how can we ever mention them to you if we didn't learn them? Another understanding is, asma is when you have the name of something, you understand who he is, right? You get the feel for who the earth is. You get the essence of it. And so, like how one scholar said very beautifully, lubbu kulli shay, that you understand the essence of everything. When Adam alayhi salam learned the names, he was able to understand, for example, if he saw a cat, you say that the cat, it feels hunger. It feels thirst. It feels tired. It feels fatigued. He learns all these different things just by looking at it. Similarly, he looks at this creature and this creature and this creature. So many different things, subhanAllah, he learns from, he understands so well. When the angels are brought in front of them and said, how does this thing feel hunger? How does this thing feel tired? How does this thing feel sleep? And the angels say, Ya Allah, we never feel tired. We never feel hunger. We never feel fatigue. We never feel any of these things. We never feel pain. How can we understand any of these, Ya Rabban Alameen? So now the angels are recognizing something very deep here. They're realizing that, Ya Allah, these things that you're trying to test us about, we have no knowledge whatsoever about them. لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. We don't have any knowledge except that what you taught us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. You're the one who has all knowledge. You're the one who has always done. So then Allah Ta'ala tells Adam alayhi salam, Ya Adamu, أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Oh Adam, you inform them. You do imba. The word naba. What word sounds like that? It's very similar to the word that we use. The word nabi. Right? Oh Adam alayhi salam, you become the Nabi to them, and you inform them, and you tell them, bi asma'ihim, tell them all the names. This is the wondrous thing that just happened right here. What just happened? Angels thought that they were the most superior of all creation, and angels, they considered themselves to be the best. So at this moment, subhanAllah, a miracle occurred, a mu'ajiza occurred, a miracle where a human being has become superior to an angel. That could never even happen, ever. And now it just happened. If you ask, what is the miracle of Adam alayhi salam? This is the miracle of Adam alayhi salam. This is his mu'ajiza. The books of tafsir say mu'jizan lahum, that he wanted to make them incapable and understand something, that you have no access to the knowledge that Allah gave to Adam alayhi salam. Adam, give them the naba, and then this is the time the scholars say that Adam alayhi salam became a true nabi, because the nabi's job is to do what? Convey the message of Allah, tell people about Allah Ta'ala. Oh Adam alayhi salam, inform them, give them the news. Yasma'ihim. And so Adam alayhi salam starts to educate the angels. This is this. This is how it feels like to feel hunger. This is how it's like to feel sad and sleepy and tired. And all these things are bewildering the minds of the angels. They never heard such amazing things. Adam is now becoming, once he was a student of the angels, to learn from the Hanif Salam, that has become a teacher of the angels, telling them this is what this is and this is what this is. Subhanallah. Adam is now becomes superior at this moment. Then Allah tells the angels, oh angels, didn't I tell you, Inni a'lamu ghayba as-samawati wal ard, I know the unseen of the heavens and the earth. Wa a'lamu ma tubdun, I know what you reveal. I know what you show in front of me. Wa kuntum taktumun, I know what you had inside. You thought you can be the ones who take care of the earth? You don't have access to the information that Adam alayhi has. This is superiority. What are we learning here? Number one is that we spoke about the fact that it is a miracle of Adam alayhi salam. And number two is the most important thing. When the angel said, Ya Allah, are you going to create people that cause corruption and fitna and fasad in the earth? Allah Ta'ala said, you don't know what I know. You're thinking about only the negatives. And this is what we all do. When we start to look at something, we only look at the cons. We never look at the good things about something. We always say it's just going to be bad. So they looked at the stomach, I told you, of the human. Or they looked at the spires like this or whatever. They looked at certain parts and said, Ya Allah, it's going to cause corruption. But they didn't look at his heart. They didn't look at his mind. They didn't look at the good parts, mashallah. Many times we're very quick to judge someone. Immediately we're able to judge someone. You know, we know this much about their life. like this much of a fraction, and there's so much more of a life we don't understand. And because of that little piece, we judge everyone. So Allah is educating us. I said, don't judge people. You don't know what people are going to do. You don't know how people are going to die. You don't know the end of anyone. Were you to see Umar radiallahu anhu in the beginning of his life, you would have said that this person probably is going to be a very big disbeliever. May Allah protect us from such understanding. But then if you saw him at the end of his life, he's very next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How could you make judgments about people like so? You don't know how people will change. You don't know how people will live. People are very quick to judge. They'll never change. People always say that. They'll never change. Everyone's destroyed. The Prophet said, whoever says, man qala, halaka an-nas fa huwa ahlakuhum. Whoever says, people are all destroyed, no one's going to change. The Prophet said, he's the most destroyed of them. Don't ever think negative about people. Think positive. This is the first thing we're learning. Second thing is what? The Prophet said, whoever goes on the path of Allah, the angels, they lower their wings. They drop their wings to the ground. Angels that fly in the heavens, they fly to the arsh of Allah. They do such amazing things. Allah said the angels drop their wings and they say, you can step on our feet, O student of knowledge. You can step on our wings, O student of knowledge. Place your feet on our wings. So that way, wherever you walk, it'll be soft for you. Why are they doing such things? Because they realize that the superiority of human beings is because he's going to study knowledge. That's what they learned in the beginning of time. And they said, yeah, you are going to do the same thing your father Adam did. Why would you not praise him? They lower their wings out of humility. The study of deen, then the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, that which knowledge they leave behind, is the most sacred of all ilum. It's the most sacred of all knowledge. It's what makes you superior to angels, subhanAllah. We have to keep ourselves in mind of that, inshallah ta'ala. Not every angel, we can have a conversation about that later. But in any case, we have to remind ourselves that knowledge of deen, the knowledge of the prophets, is the most superior of things. It makes you greater than angels, subhanAllah. And then what happens is now, Adam alayhi salam, the most important thing is this one. He learned the knowledge. Now he can go back. And now if he sees an animal, like a cow, he knows how to milk it. He knows how to take care of it. He knows how to herd it. He knows how to do everything, mashallah. He learned everything, right? So now he knows how to take care of everything. He knows how to practice on his knowledge. When you practice on your knowledge, that makes you superior than everyone. That's the goal of knowledge. Unfortunately, because we've become such textbook people, like one scholar said, subhanAllah, you know, like he went to one university, I'm not going to mention one Muslim country, but he said that I saw, subhanAllah, they were teaching a lesson in Bukhari. He says he was flipping the pages of Bukhari with his right hand and smoking a cigarette with his left. Astaghfirullah. Is it astaghfirullah? Astaghfirullah. Allah protect us. People make tawheen of this knowledge. You know, if you want to learn, mashallah, these kuffar, these non-Muslims have such great knowledge. But what does it matter if you learn the knowledge, you didn't practice it? What benefit will that give you? May Allah forgive us and protect us. There must be practice behind this. Or else it's just knowledge without practice is absolutely useless. Adam alayhi salam, now he has the knowledge and now he can practice on it. So now finally, after all these things that happened, everything that happened, mashallah, Allah says, now the stage is set. Not everyone understands who Adam alayhi salam is. Now he's no longer the muta'allimul malaiki, not the student of the angels, but he's mu'allimul malaiki. Now he's the teacher of the angels. Now he goes and says, oh angels, Allah sends a message to all the heavens. All the angels, and malaika in Arabic, malak, the word malak means the ones who take Allah's messages. So they receive the message of Allah Ta'ala. And the Messenger said, all angels come, wherever you are. And so angel after angel starts to pile into the area that Allah Ta'ala commanded them to come. Angels after angels come in, you know, subhanAllah. How many people can fit into a stadium? 40,000, 50,000, right? The angels that are coming in, 50,000 won't even come close to the number of these angels. Millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions and, you know, so many levels of and so many categories and so many sizes and so many forms and shapes. You're thinking of an angel like wings and a flapping looks like a human being because the Christians really messed up our understanding about these things. Christian angels are such unique beings. You'll never be able to get an image of them, really, right? How could you ever get an image of an angel? You know what I'm saying? So these so many exotic things are coming in, and this entire area is being filled with to the brim, unbelievable amounts. And then Allah says, "Ush," and then he puts Adam alayhi salam in the middle. And they're all surrounding him. The same way like you surround the Kaaba and you make tawaf. Allah put Adam alayhi salam in the middle. Say, all angels, make sajda to him. Understand that he is going to become he is the qibla. He is the focus, the goal of why I created all the universe. The qibla of something is the focus, right? The center point, right? The focal point of something, right? When you come into a house, subhanAllah, people put like a TV on the wall and that becomes the focal point of the room, mashallah, right? People are like, oh, look, what a nice TV, subhanAllah. Look how big it is, right? Allah forgive us, right? Mashallah. In any case, when you come to the Kaaba area, better example, right, for everyone. When you come to the Kaaba area, your mind can, your heart, you no matter what is around you, right? Wallahi, no matter what is around you, you don't focus on anything except for the Kaaba. Your eyes do not move past the Kaaba. That's what it means to be a qibla. That is your direction. That is your ruh. That is the direction that you face. Allah said, look, the qibla of all of man, of all existence is Adam alayhi salam, what's ever going to come from him. So now angels, you make sense to him. And now this is the last part. This is the part that we can do today. We're already out of time. So inshallah, we'll continue it next time. The most miraculous, one of the most miraculous part of Adam alayhi salam is this one, where now we're going to learn about the highest that a human being can attain, the status of being greater than angels. And the lowest that a person can get was the status of beliefs. We're going to learn about the most dangerous thing for a human being, which is the arrogance that a person will find. And most importantly, we're going to learn about our most, the greatest enemy. And we'll get a good detail, some backgrounds about Iblis as well, about his history, exactly how he got there, right? And then how is he in that room, in the category, right? There's so many different questions there, subhanAllah. And so may Allah give us understanding and tawfiq. Allow us to become people, mashallah, that correct our knowledge, right? To correct our end. Become people that, mashallah, that understand the value of humanity. Please don't belittle yourself. This is what we do. We belittle ourselves by committing guna and committing sins. We are made superior because of a worship of Allah and obedience to Him. Don't ever lose that, inshallah ta'ala. Remind ourselves that we can become superior to things, and after you die and these things become real for you and you see these things before your eyes and these totals will come up, subhanAllah, you'll never ever regret what's going to happen, inshallah. But don't ever become someone in this life that you regret. When I hit my qabr, ya Allah, I could have done. May Allah give us tawfiq and understanding, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. واغفر لنا يا مولانا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين بهذا القوة المتين يا رحم مساكن يا الله. ويا أرحم الراحمين. The barak of this darsh, ya arhamar rahimin. The barak of this halaqa, ya arhamar rahimin. That you forgive our sins, ya arhamar rahimin. And the barakah, ya arhamar rahimin. For being in the ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya arhamar rahimin. For being for the children of Adam, alayhi wa sallam, ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ya Allah, please forgive our sins, ya arhamar rahimin. Forgive all our sins, ya arhamar rahimin. All the sins are open and secret, ya Allah. Ya arhamar rahimin, please purify our hearts, ya Allah. So many things we've forgotten, ya Allah. They were all brothers and sisters, ya Allah. We're all one family, ya Allah. Ya arhamar rahimin, please make this remind in our hearts, ya Allah. Take away this racism, ya Allah. Take away this hasad, ya Allah. Take away this bukhul, ya Allah. Take away this stinginess, ya Allah. Arhamar Rahimin, how impure our hearts are, ya Allah. How can we come up with these hearts, ya Abba Kareem? Abba Kareem, please give us qalb salim, ya Arhamar Rahimin. A pure heart, ya Arhamar Rahimin. That we can present to you, Allah, as our beautiful gift to you, ya Rabbul Alameen. Rabbul Alameen, remove all the filth of our hearts, ya Arhamar Rahimin. And all the filth of our lives, ya Arhamar Rahimin. Allow us to become people that pray regularly to you and worship you, ya Arhamar Rahimin. Abba Kareem, ya Allah, protect our families, ya Allah, and protect our children, ya Allah. Arhamar Rahimin, please have mercy on all the people that passed away, ya Allah. Qasun, ya Rahman Rahimin, on this tragic incident, ya Allah, of our brother Shahid and Asad, by his uncle that passed away, ya Allah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, we knew him, ya Allah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, we saw such a beautiful nur he had on his face, ya Allah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, grant the Jannah al-Fidus al-A'la, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we grant him nur in this qabr, ya Rahman Rahimin. Grant them, ya Rahman, Jannah al-Fidus al-A'la, ya Allah. And grant salva jameen for all of us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, pains our hearts, ya Allah, when we know someone, ya Allah, they passed away, ya Allah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, make it easy for us, ya Rabbi Kareem. Rabbi Kareem, allow us that in our time of our death, ya Allah, we can say, La ilaha illallah, ya Rahman Rahimin. Allow us that we make the zikr of you, ya Rabbul Alameen. All sort of life that is pleasing to you, ya Rahman Rahimin. Allah, please accept all the efforts, ya Allah, of all the brothers and sisters, ya Allah. All those that step foot into Burlington, ya Allah, the Masjid, ya Rahman Rahimin. Allah, please, Allah, strengthen our hearts and our iman, ya Allah. Allow us to go into Jannah al-Firdaws Habib Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rabbul Alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-samiyul alim. Wa tub alayna ya Mawlana innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.